This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A new survey by the American Hotel and Lodging Association finds that 7 in 10 hotel and motel owners think they won't make it another 6 months without further federal assistance. And with people being urged to cool it for the holidays given pandemic, what is normally a busy time for that industry may not be, Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
Back in February, Brent Underwood was getting ready for South by Southwest in Austin. He owns a 20-bed hostel there and was booked solid. Then COVID-19 hit, and he suspended operations. These days?
Effectively, we are out of business. The business has been shut down. The property is for sale.
It's not just mom-and-pop hotels feeling the crunch. The Marriotts and Hiltons of the world operate some hotels, but they also franchise out a lot of them to independent owners. Alex Suskind at Cornell says, as in most sectors,
you know, the larger companies are probably in a little bit better shape.
He says there's likely to be some consolidation of property as a result of the pandemic. Still, Michael Knoll at Texas Tech University says eventually boutique hotels will rebound.
There will be a time where that hotel will reopen because the demand is going to come back, but not every business owner is going to survive and be able to raise the capital to start it up again.
But he says nothing will get back to normal in the hotel industry until COVID-19 is under control. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.